Make the choice to begin anywhere in your life, and the journey has started.
We exist more than just to educate. We exist to also revitalize.
And along the way, you can inspire others and be inspired.
But now there's a new generation of scholars, and I am among them.
If you really want to know who you are and what you are capable of, Howard is the choice for you.
Take a moment. Listen to the stories by joining the president of Howard University, Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, and his guest on The Journey.
We're facing some critical times in our country, but our Howard University students are continuing to strive for excellence in academics and leadership. This afternoon, we'll take a moment away from the COVID-19 pandemic and speak on two recent accomplishments from our amazing students. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guests today on The Journey are Howard University students Alexandria Adegun and Bakari Saibu. Welcome to both of you. I will say up front, as we get started, that we are practicing significant social distancing in the studio, and we obviously have our guest Alexandria as well by Skype. So I appreciate everybody making the effort. And health and safety is always foremost in our mind. So let me start with you first, Alexandria. You are a junior biology major with a double minor in chemistry and psychology. And you recently won the Goldwater Scholar. First, tell us, what exactly is the Goldwater Scholar?
So a Goldwater Scholar is named after one of the older senators, Goldwater, who really had like a passion for increasing the amount of young people in STEM. And so the award is given to up-and-coming researchers, sophomores, and juniors. It's the most prestigious undergraduate STEM award. And it's just a really nice honor to have, and I feel super blessed and humbled to have received it.
Well, we certainly applaud you on that accomplishment as well. And Bakari, you're a senior political science major, philosophy minor, and you're the winner of the Henry Luce Fellowship. Oops. Tell our audience what the fellowship is about and how you got interested in it.
So the Henry Luce Scholarship is a 13-month program organized by the Henry Luce Foundation that was started by Henry Luce, the co-founder of Time Magazine. And the goal of the program is to introduce scholars all around the country to East and Southern East Asia who don't have a strong involvement in it with their particular interests.
Okay. And you grew up right here in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
So tell me a bit about growing up in D.C.
So I grew up with both of my parents in Northwest D.C. I have two younger siblings, one who's 17 and one who's 13. Been in D.C. almost all of my life.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to high school at Woodrow Wilson High School.
Okay.
And I was on the swim team there and started the Black Student Union there as well.
Okay. And Alexandria, tell me about your experience growing up in Houston, Texas, a place that I lived for a short period of time while I was doing my fellowship at MD Anderson Cancer Center.
Growing up in Houston has been really nice. My mother is actually a nurse at MD Anderson, and she loves it. Our community is really tight-knit. So growing up, I felt I had a lot of support in my high school and from family that all lives in the greater Houston area. So it's been really nice growing up here, and D.C.'s been a stark contrast, but I really like both places.
So what got you interested in Howard University?
Actually, my cousin graduated with a degree in broadcast journalism in the spring of 2019. And when I was a senior and I was looking at colleges, she was like, hey, like I go to a pretty nice school, the Howard University in Washington, D.C. And if you ever want to come up and spend a weekend with me, like, please come. So when I got the invitation to apply for the Carstens Scholars Program, I actually took her up on that offer. I attended Accepted Students Day, and I interviewed for the program, and from start to finish, I fell in love with Howard University, and I'm so glad I made the decision to come.
And Bakari, you grew up here in D.C. Unlike Alexandria, you didn't move thousands of miles away to get away from home.
Mm-hmm.
What made you stay here in D.C. as opposed to leaving, and why, you know, staying at Howard in particular?
Well, initially I did go to Morehouse, but I realized that I wanted to be closer to home, and I wanted to be at an institution that was very research-based. And with the legendary staff and faculty that's here, I figured there would be really good opportunities for me to pursue a career as an academic as well as an artist.
We are obviously in the middle of a pandemic. You guys are taking online classes right now. Starting with you, Alexandria, how is the transition to online instruction going?
So far, the transition has not been too bad. A lot of my professors have been super good about communication and having online office hours and really trying to be there for us as much as they can, posting lots of outside resources since, you know, we don't have immediate access to them, and really encouraging us to use our classmates, to talk to them, to compare notes virtually, and to really try and make the best of the experience. So far, so good.
Okay. And what has your experience been with the switch, Bakari?
My experience hasn't been too different. A lot of my professors were already adequate with using technology and integrating technology in our classes already. So the only thing that has changed is using platforms such as like Zoom or Google Hangouts to facilitate class discussions.
Let's switch gears a bit. Obviously, there's a global pandemic going on. There's a lot going on around you. It's disconcerting in many ways, and certainly it's an upheaval in our daily lives. What is your perspective of what's taking place, and how are you coping with getting through every day as this unravels?
So for me, it's a little different because I have two parents that are deemed essential workers. My mom does manage a clinic at MD Anderson, and my dad manages several nurses' homes. So they do have to go to work, and they have the potential to be exposed to a lot of these things. So for me, it's kind of disheartening because I never know if, like, you know, they're going to come home and say, hey, there's a confirmed case, and now I have to social distance myself from you, which isn't always a fear I have whenever they come home. And so I just really hope that the government is listening to the professionals and the scientists and the new science that's coming out every day, and the public health officials that we see coming out and really trying to, you know, get us to flatten the curve and to shift the pandemic in the best way possible. We know that it can.
Now, what are your long-term plans, Alexandria, as you use a Goldwater Scholar? What are you thinking is going to be in your future?
So I am a member of the Karsten Scholars Plan program here at Howard University. And that
why
program
don't you explain
really,
a little bit about what the Karsten Scholars are? Sorry.
Yeah, so the Karsten Scholars program is an institutional push here at Howard University to increase the amount of African Americans that go on to earn their PhD or MD PhD in C field. And I'm interested in the latter, in MD PhD. I would like to get my MD in psychiatry and my PhD in regenerative medicine. So I'm really interested in stem cell research. And so long term, that is my goal. And I'd like to teach at the institutional level and to also have a research lab there as well.
Bakari, what about the Henry Luce Fellowship attracted you, and what has been your interest? What has been the reason for your interest in getting into that eastern part of the world?
What attracted me about the Henry Luce Fellowship was the fact that the fellowship is very catered to me. While I am someone with a diverse set of interests, this opportunity would allow me to hone in on a particular subject matter that other institutions wouldn't normally allow someone with my background to have. And what attracted to me to that part of the world is really the artisanal history with textiles, and specifically artisanal dyeing with natural resources. So whether that be creating textiles from banana fibers or dyeing with natural dyes from onion skins to indigo or turmeric.
And when do you head to Japan?
I leave in June 14th.
Okay, and that's soon.
Yeah.
Are you concerned that the pandemic may interrupt that and you may have to push it back? Or what kind of information are you getting feedback on in terms of how to structure your travel?
Well, the Luce Foundation has been very, very active in making sure that we are staying up to date with occurrences there, but also providing opportunities for alternative travel. So if Japan doesn't allow me to travel to the country, there are alternatives for me to travel in Asia that are safe still.
Okay. I want to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk a few things, Howard. So first I'm going to start with Bakari. Commencement 2020. I know that you've worked hard for that. Because of the crisis, we had to cancel commencement. What are your thoughts about how we should celebrate the class of 2020 and how you should get an opportunity to celebrate your graduation and all this hard work you've put in over the time that you've been with us?
Well, I am disappointed that we won't be able to have a commencement this year. I think that part of the process of Howard returning the funds that would be going towards that was very helpful, easing the financial burden. And it would be great to continue doing that, but I think it's also important for the alumni to reach out to graduating students to make sure that they have opportunities post-graduation. Because this is a very unique experience that most of us haven't had, I think it's really important that the community bind together to make sure that each student who is graduating for the next 3 or 4 years has an opportunity to work within the corona world, as people are calling it.
Alexandra, you spoke about, you know, kind of why you came to Howard and the things that you miss. What are you going to do going forward to make sure that you savor every experience of your Howard experience that much better? What do you think you will do differently as you move forward?
I think kind of being at Howard has spoiled me a little, because sometimes maybe somebody's coming to speak or there'll be an event going on and I'll say, oh, well, I think I'm a little bit too busy and I know there'll be another one coming up soon, so I'll just go to the next one. But I think my senior year and having, you know, half a semester kind of put on hold would really make me take advantage of more of those opportunities.
And so, Bakari, as we start, you know, wrapping up our conversation, you have students who have applied to Howard, been accepted here and to other universities and colleges in the country. What the world that they had before they applied to Howard is a very, very different world. What would you say to them as to why Howard University?
I would say that Howard University, having attended multiple institutions, is unlike any other institution in the world. I think that there's a certain comfort that you get by being around a diverse group of students that have a variety of interests. And it also is inspiring. You may end up changing everything that you'll be doing from the time that you start, from the time that you finish, but you know that because you've been associated with such a university that you'll be supported the entire time through and then after.
And Alexandria, I want to pose the same question to you. Why Howard University for that student who is in Texas? I believe there's a DeBakey High School in Houston, Texas. So that senior who is looking at you and listening to this and saying, why should I still go to Howard University and be so far away from Houston, Texas?
Well, I think there's a certain invaluableness that you get in seeing people that look like you do things that maybe you thought you could never do. I grew up in a predominantly not very diverse area. And so in me actually going to higher universities and seeing scientists that look like me really did something for me in terms of like the morale and what I thought that I could do for myself. And so if you are a person from Texas looking to really make that move, I would say to do it. You'll have community. We have the Texas Club. You'll meet so many people that will become that tight-knit community on campus, and I would say to just take that leap of faith and do it. It'll be the best thing you do.
Well, I want to thank both of you for being here today. My guests today were Howard University students, Alexandria Adigun and Bakari Sieber. Both of you epitomize exactly what the Howard University student is about. And I think as we traverse this new world that we're living in, I hope that many of our viewers and especially our community will take some solace in the fact that everything that could be right about the world, in my opinion, is right here at Howard University. And it really lives and comes to life in people like yourself. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I ask you to continue to be safe, to stay at home, follow whatever directions are taking place in your jurisdiction, and please continue to stay connected to all of your loved ones and your Howard family as well. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.